crumpy dog.
Oak greens, and they're fine too.
Huh.
Yes, and that's another wild thing that grows in our strawberries. And then our blackberries. Now, we don't have no wild strawberries, but we do have what they call huckleberries. Do you ever hear?
Yeah.
Now, they in these hills here, some years just got the hills black with them. Some years the fire gets out and blows them a little, and then another, sometimes a late freeze hurts them. But uh-huh. I have seen them where you'd find a patch and you could pick a water bucket full and or just a little space around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're another wild thing. That's three things. And they'll buy them awful high at these stores because the people don't like to pick them. I used to kid my kids and ask them if they knew what made the juice in a huckleberry so thick. And they said no. And I said, well, it's just chiggers. That's what the chiggers might eat you up when you're picking them things.
Do you have those things that are shaped sort of like a parasol that go out? Some of them you eat, some of them
you can't. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Mushrooms, you know? Yeah.
I smoke too many cigars.
We have some of those. Not too many, but we do have some of that kind of stuff here.
Do you have those that you can't eat, too?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now, this poke that we're talking about, when I can first remember, they thought that kid would eat it.
Oh,
it was one of the greatest things you ever saw. They don't tell how many tons of that stuff they buy.
Huh. Strange how times change.
Oh, man, yes. Folk greens, they're just fine as they can be. I can remember when my folks thought the poke would kill you if you eat it.
Huh. Used to be the hot tomatoes were poison, too.
Yes.
Now, we mentioned mushroom. What do you call the one that you can't eat?
You know, I don't know what the name of that is.
Toadstool? Frogstool?
That's toadstool. That's right.
That's the one, yeah.
Toadstool, it ain't no good.
You can't eat that one?
No.
Why?
Not supposed to be fit to eat. I don't know why.
No. If someone does you a favor, you say you're what to him?
Well, I'd say I thank you a lot, brother, for this, and I'll repay you sometime.
Uh-huh.
It's convenient. He don't think nothing about that. He just wanted to help me, you know. But
yeah.
You never do lose anything by being nice to a fellow.
That's right.
But the book says, do as you like to be done by, and if you do that, you don't ever have any trouble.
Yeah.
That's right. No kidding. Yes.
Do by and don't do to.
That's right.
But I was thinking, if you feel you should repay the man, you feel any special thing there, any special change?
Well, a fellow, if he really enjoys what he did for him, he could just make a remark that you'll be better paid someday. Uh-huh. Thank you a lot.
I was wondering particularly if you'd say you're obligated or you're beholden.
No, wouldn't do that, because as a rule, if you want to help a man do anything, you should just help him and not think nothing about him or paying you back.
Uh-huh.
If you just thank him for it. But I always had a rule to go by it, and I'm trying not to have a man do more for me than I did for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good deal, too. Try your best to do
it. It's hard, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But that's a good deal.
If you came in after going out at, say 6 o'clock in the morning, and you came in at 5, you say you did what?
Said I did a hard day's work today, or this day's work has been pretty hard on me or something, and then maybe I'd enjoy my work, and I'd say this has been an enjoyable day for me. That's about the way I'd put it. You see, I have always been an awful strong man, and I enjoyed working on the farm. I enjoyed working with my children, and they'd go to school, and they'd come in of a night and help me chore, and everybody got along. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a little money, and I raised up my family. I've got